Welcome to the second of our pub crawl special editions of the Poofcast. Last week, if you were here, you would have heard us attempting to read out some of your dear talking poofies. Please keep them coming in. Email poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au, or you can get on the Facebook page at Talking Poofy, or just leave a note for us in the toilets at the Peel. We will get it by the end of this series. We are still at the Greyhound, and last week we talked about Mint 26, who had been on Australia's Got Talent, and we're going to be thrilling us with some of their intricate harmonies. Here they are now. We've had a little break, and now it took a very long time for Scott's meal to come out.
Dateline, Captain's Log, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, but after seeing that performance, it's not going to take long for it to come
out. Well, I think maybe that they delay the meals until the singing starts, so that you can't leave because you're so desperately hungry. You have to sit through it.
The further update is that Mint 26 came on. The intricate harmonies
and beautiful melodies.
The intricate harmonies and beautiful melodies. So far that's three lies. Bookings were not essential.
The harmonies
were straightforward, and the melodies.
And
were,
you know what? I have
were
not
laxative.
I have not seen a single fucking greyhound. The whole time we have been here. Four. Count them up. Four fucking lies.
Four lies,
I'm out of here.
Four lies.
I you know what I loved about Mint 26? Was, you remember, like, before the show, I was like, oh, you know what it's going to be?
Mm.
It's going to be two pretty poofters and they're two fat fucking ugly mates that can sing. And no, it's two fat ugly poofters. Well, they're not fat. Two ugly poofters. And two secretaries.
Yeah.
They're two fag hags that they've roped into this four-piece.
Totally.
When they came on stage, Adam nudges me and goes, look at steps.
I'm just spewing. I missed the episode of Australia's Got Talent where Kyle called them ugly fucking typists.
Yeah. I reckon it was like, so, you know, when are we going to get our duo together? Well, we need someone with a Corolla to carry the gear.
You mean gear? They've been singing fucking a cappella.
Mm.
There's a piano here in this venue, and some cunt come in an audience to play it.
I don't even think that was a piano. That was, I don't know what that was.
No, there's a grand piano there, but I don't know what he was doing to it.
Mm. That was a grand piano?
Yeah.
It sounded like a Fisher-Price toy.
I know. I don't think it's mined.
Do you think it's like a tweak grand piano?
Yes. It's a twanged piano.
Maybe he's standing on all of the pedals.
Like this teeny little pianola kind of.
Well, I think somebody hid their talent underneath those pedals. I don't want to bitch about Mint 26, but as I said before, they're only called Mint 26 because the name, my God, these guys are just far too white, was taken. They are the blandest people I've ever seen on stage.
So far, I got a bit awkward talking about it in the room, but
yeah,
so far the Greyhound consists of this sort of, you know, dire front bar. that's decked out like some sort of like underground casino, like Rest Point or something.
Do you know where I felt I was? And on the Hindenburg.
Just praying for a fire.
There's less gas on the Hindenburg.
I thought Anne Bancroft was going to pop up at any minute.
I think the Hindenburg deflated more slowly than that performance. And everyone's, and there's all these sort of, you know, like, well, like us, I suppose, mature age gentlemen sitting around chewing these grisly palmers.
Oh, man.
Waiting for the intricate melodies to come on. It was funereal. I would characterise the crowd so far as funereal.
I would put them on at a party when I wanted everyone to go home.
I would put them on at someone else's party.
Yep.
If they had done something terrible
to my
Maybe
they're planned by other cabaret venues to make people not come here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're such bitches.
Well, we wouldn't have come here if we had been able to go to the place we originally booked for.
To the gym cafe.
The cafe opposite the gym. Someone's booked that out for a private party.
Mm.
There's a private party here. The engagement, the heterosexual engagement party.
Heterosexual engagement party.
They're just rubbing it in our faces now.
I know. Those fucking straighty 180s, bitches.
Jesus Christ.
So we may be... I think we're going to have to do all of our recording in smoking venues.
Yes.
Because it's really loud in there.
It's really loud and not the right kind of noise.
And it's only 8 o'clock.
It's going to be a long night. You people don't understand the effort we're putting in.
Yeah, we're really going the hard yards.
I know. I've had to give them a driver's license.
Oh, my God. Oh, that means we can't run. We've got to go to the bar. Shit.
Oh, it's like one of those Eastern European hotel scams.
They take your passport.
We can't leave. We're not allowed to leave.
They take your passport and sell it.
It's like a Soviet human trafficking bar.
The Greyhound. It is the Hotel California of the gay scene.
So basically tonight, this is pretty much the tone of time. We're just going to go and bitch about every single place we go to.
Yeah, but look, I mean, that's how it works. Who has ever gone, but no gays go to gay bars and walk out going, you know what, that was an amazing night.
I had a transformative experience delicious gin joint.
I'm going to leave one faggy and move to Melbourne and be a dancer. Maybe an a cappella star.
Oh my God, do you know what? I can feel brewing. No, it didn't make a noise.
We have sunk to new lows.
I literally just did put the microphone up my bum to try and make a fart come out. I don't have the fart machine here. I feel...
Oh, no.
That's my comedy, pressing the button.
Oh, no.
I mean, 26 are doing their best.
Oh, my God, that wasn't a piano. That was a fart soundboard.
Oh, dear. All right, well, we're going to polish off these drinks and move on to...
Number two.
I'm already quite drunk.
Yeah, me too.
How am I going to cope at the next joint?
Oh, God, probably not very well.
What's next? What's next on the...
I don't know. Where are we going to go to Abode?
Abode.
Which is a fetish.
The fetish joint?
Fetish.
I'm a bit excited about
that. Can we get a pass out from here in case we want to come back dancing later? Oh, no, what am I talking about?
At a boat.
Just looked at me like I was trying to stab him in the face. Should we get a pass out from here? Why do you hate me?
Yeah, it was like you turned to him and said, shall we inject ourselves with a bowler?
Put it straight in the eye, so when we start bleeding from the eye, it hasn't got far to go.
Does a bowler sing Georgia on My Mind? In which case, I'll take it. This is their playlist. They opened with Michael Bublé. And made Michael Bublé blander.
River. It was Cry Me a River.
Then Cry Me a River, and then Georgia on My Mind. So, yeah.
Georgia. Georgia.
That was about 10 times better than what she was doing. She was like, Georgia.
Because I don't have a reedy, thin
Georgia.
Voice.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Georgia.
I don't think you've got a reedy, thin anything.
Georgia. My ankle.
Well, you know, she doesn't get much of a chance to
finally turn ankles.
With the data entry job.
She's very busy there at the RACV.
Do you think that's what all those single people were there? All the people sitting at tables by themselves?
There were a lot of people alone.
They were all people from the bank.
Oh, yeah. But different areas, so they didn't know each other.
Yay.
Or maybe they did, that's why they didn't want to sit together.
There are such... You know the other thing? Not only were their vocals plain and uninteresting, they were all plain and uninteresting to look at.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were the most ordinary looking people I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
Oh, face like a man's thigh.
I like men's thighs.
That was a mighty boosh. You've got a face like a man's thigh. They were just totally nondescript. Maybe that's how they should, what they should call themselves. Nondescript.
The nondescripters.
Yeah. Waiting for floor four.
It was like, do you know what? I never understood the Manhattan Transfer when they were turning on like the two Ronnies or Walker and Ryan.
Swingle on the two Ronnies. Yeah.
And I was like, why are these people on here? Like Hot Gossip, I understood. I'm keeping for it. Because they were sexy.
Yeah.
But the Manhattan Transfer would turn up and just stand there and sing a song. And you'd be like, why? And I felt the same about Mint 26.
Yeah, if they had lifts in hell, that's the music.
Georgia. Just such a strange concept, like at this thumping super club to open with half an hour of Georgia. What are they going to close on? Do you think they're going to pick up the pace? Do you think we're going to walk back in there on the way out?
I'm bringing
late December back in 63.
Well, when he said we're going to do Cry Me a River and they started doing that bizarre backing, I was like, oh, they're doing the Justin Timberlake one, and then they went into the old school
jazz.
I don't even know what these people are on about.
Well, I give the Greyhounds 3 bottles of Amel out of 10.
Right.
Oh, should we have some Amel before we go?
It's too early for Amel.
I'm going to go to the toilet.
I don't like to jump the gun or predict anything too much into the future, but to me, you could very well easily win this contest.
Jack, that is something that people around the world will be watching.
Hang on a fucking minute. Is this a talent show? I could have fucking sworn I'd thrown a baby into a burning building and been forced to listen to you wheeze shit across the rusted aluminium strings of your miserable excuses for vocal cords was part of my community service order.
Two yeses. Nice work.
The biggest yes I've ever given anyone on this show.
So we are on our way to a fetish.
Are you going across the... I can't cross it against the lights. I'm scared.
Oh, Adam, you're a big target.
Don't worry.
No one's
going to
hit you.
You can't.
So I suppose this is an important part of any kind of like bar crawl or night on the tiles is the times in between, the transitions.
The getting from and to.
That's right. Yelling at taxis, just flagging down taxis that are clearly already engaged.
Or just standing on the corner and going, where the fuck is Astrid?
Well, we didn't bring our fag hag tonight because she's doing a show at the burlesque bar.
She can't drive.
She can't drive. So we are on our way to a fetish club. It's called Abode.
Abode.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
I know it's on the list, but the only people I ever know who've ever been there are swingers.
Well, I'm sure it's not compulsory. I'm sure it's not mandatory. I'm sure it's not like, you know...
You don't have to be a swinger.
You don't have to cloak your bag at the bar, just get your clothes in a garbage bag, get amongst it, girls.
You don't get a stamp on the way in. You've got to pop your cock through a glory
hole. Is anyone aware that this sign says LSD Sports? I don't think that's a good condition to play sport in.
I don't know. It makes you jump higher.
Wow. Yeah, I reckon it'd make the vertical bars certainly interesting.
They're moving.
I want to talk about the Olympics later. I think the Olympics have got pornier.
Oh, the Olympics are totally pornier.
Like, even... Like, I've seen Olympics before.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It doesn't look very open.
It doesn't look open at all. No stars, Abode.
No stars.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe fetish clubs don't open until later.
All the windows are blacked out. Is it even a going concern? Look at it.
But Adam, that would suggest that the gay press listings are somewhat out of date.
What? Did you rip it out of a copy that you had since like the dawn of time?
Let's look at the lights. There's a lamp shop next door. I like that little one, that blue one.
What are we going to do now? We've just walked to a pub that's not open.
It's not open. Oh, well, what's next?
Well, now we have to go to Chapel Street.
All right, I'll cross off Abode.
Oh, that's annoying. I was looking for
a bus.
What time does it
that's
open, I wonder?
It just says various monthly events.
Well, it's obviously, maybe it's there's monthly. No event.
It's not the second Friday of Whiptober or something.
Or something.
Well, then I think we go to Commercial Road.
Then
next.
Maybe is it D&M?
Heaven's Door and D&M.
Well, D&M's closer. Let's do that.
Let's do D&M. Let's do D&M.
So what do we have to... What?
Get a microphone.
Yeah, we're doing
D&M?
A show. A lovely... What's your name, young lady?
Tracy Ann.
Tracy Ann has just noticed that we've got a microphone.
With the guys.
And we're standing outside the swingers club that's closed. Oh, in front of the light. No, you don't have light in the background. Tracy Ann. Oh.
Great.
That was fun.
Cool. Hello. See you, love.
See, we're all friends here at Abode.
Oh, bless. We are.
Let's get a cab.
A cab?
A cab?
Oh, where's Astrid?
Come on, it's too early for a cab. Surely we should just walk. Not to Paran. It's too far, isn't it?
It's too far.
What about the tram?
What about the tram?
Doesn't the Carlisle Street tram go down?
We can get a tram just...
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Oh, down Chapel Street.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that... Am I imagining that...
Yeah, we'll
have
to walk down to Carlisle Street. That's the only thing.
This is Carlisle Street here.
No, we'll have to walk to Chapel Street, though.
Oh, is that far?
Down Carlisle.
Oh, it's
far.
A little way.
It's the local. It's where the local is.
We're gay. We're all in heels. On the inside.
I love how your first thing is, let's get a cab. It's like, oh, God, his fetish for Indian men has got to stop.
I'm not Wes. I'm paying with cash.
I've got someone who listens to the Poofcast regularly,
yes.
Poofcast victim, and he says that
victim.
He can't get into a cab now without thinking about Wes. Without looking at the driver and wondering... I wonder, has he?
Imagine he gets into a cab one day and the driver's head is a lettuce.
Or he's just got a cos in his mouth.
Look, come on, Wes isn't here to defend himself, which is exactly why we should keep going in
exactly.
This
exactly.
Oh, now we've just seen a gentleman in a Collingwood scarf, which is tucked in, which lends me to believe that they lost.
All right. He's tucked in his Collingwood scarf. That'll keep him warm.
No, but that's what you do. If your team loses, you tuck your scarf in. If they
oh, really?
Win, you fly it proudly.
This is what straight people do for the hanky code. Right.
So that means he's been fucked.
Yes, by 22 very attractive men.
Oh.
Not, like, it's metaphorical.
Oh, okay.
It can actually happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there's someone's
it.
Having a party there. That's in the gay bar.
Oh, that's another hen's night.
It is. There was a woman in there in a police cap.
Yeah. Yeah. The number one indicator of a hen's night is a drunk bitch in a hat. Tick. Tick. Done.
Drunk bitch in a hat.
Oh, my God. That was almost you when I ran into you in the tram. Adam.
I know. We were on the same tram. I've been texting each other, and I was like... Which tram are you on? And he goes, oh, I'm just going past Fitzroy Street. And I'm like,
tonight?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
What, like you mean St Kilda Junction? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm behind the Metcalf.
Because I was looking around, but you were wearing a hat. It was like you're in disguise.
Well, because it's cold and I've got no hair. These things are important. There's a tram.
Oh, is that our tram?
No, that's the East
Melbourne. No, that'll take it. There's no gay bars.
Have you ever noticed that the St Kilda Library is shaped like a book?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
It's hilarious.
I bet some architect won a free coffee cup in a competition for that one.
No, my favourite ever architect competition was the one to design a building that reflected the original architecture of the Royal Exhibition Buildings.
Right.
So, the Royal Exhibition Buildings.
No.
The mirrored box.
Yeah, mirrored box.
It literally reflected
the architecture.
Oh, you
remember
crazy
that box
architect.
Made of
the
mirrors
yes.
at the front?
It's like, you're being a smart ass, but okay, we'll let it by this time.
Rules are rules. I have to allow it.
So, yeah, weird. Oh.
Where are we?
Oh, this is where Janet does her comedy room.
Right.
Chapel Street is going to be crawling with hen's nights.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
We won't be able to move but for the veils and devil's horns.
Is this why poofers don't go out until 10 o'clock at night when all the hens have gone to bed?
Yes. When they've all got so drunk that they have to
either thrown up on themselves or have gone home with the stripper.
Or both.
Stop it, you're making me hungry.
Oh my god, by the way, how underwhelming was our dinner tonight?
Yeah, it was a little bit underwhelming.
Oh Jesus.
My god, I've had cough syrup that was more appetizing.
I didn't realise you could, like, cook by following the numbers.
Yeah, well, I got them out of order.
Yeah, Scots was very late. What? The other thing is, why not just put ours under the hot lights until Scots is ready?
Indeed!
That's what the hot lights are for. I thought. Ugh. Tedious fucking faggots. Why do we put up with them? No, really?
It's just the promise of cock.
Yeah, but none of those cunts are going to put out. So we've had one bunch of poofters refuse to take our booking because they had something else booked.
You are not letting that go, are you?
Well, it's rude.
Half an hour before the booking.
Grey out the date on the internet. It's not hard.
All right, I shall check when a tram is coming.
All right, you check.
Oh, have you got the tram timetable? Do that. There's a hens party going on at the tram station.
I'm quite alarmed.
Every time I see a woman, it's just going to be a hens party.
It's a hens party.
I walk past her thinking, please don't be interested in us. Please don't.
As opposed to the drunken old daytime hooker. She was daytime hooker, wasn't she?
Yeah, of course she
no,
was.
That's not right.
What?
7:29 a.m. Sundays, the next tram. No.
Really? Stop 4037?
Searched again.
Wouldn't surprise me, it's Melbourne.
Carlisle and Chapel Street.
Documentation's important.
Documentation.
Jesus fucking tram.
I'm pressing my tram tracker.
Yeah, it says 7:29 a.m.
Really?
The last one was at 7:22.
At p.m.?
Yeah.
Well then what's the point of having the tram line?
It's a diversion.
They should just knock it down during the night.
It's a diversion. God. Someone's robbing a house.
You're right. The last tram was at 7:22 p.m.
I think we have to get a cab.
Oh, my God. All right. We're getting a cab.
Some hen.
There's one coming that way. We'll get that. He doesn't want us. He wants to get that strange blonde woman who's going to be more trouble than she's
worth. Possibly going to be fingered.
She's having a hen's night in the back of the car. Hi, cab. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, good girl.
Excellent.
Took him a little while to judges.
What?
Took him a little while to judges and I went, yes.
Yes. We look like polite poofters.
Good, thanks for stopping. How are you going? Mercer Road, please.
Hi.
Oh, right, so we made it into the cab.
We made it into the cab.
It's freezing cold.
It is. I didn't realise how cold it was until we got
in. What temperature is this? Zero?
I'm not a twink and can wear long sleeves. Those V-necks look good, but they must be responsible.
Oh, it's the only their nipples cases. Holding them up.
I've got too many straps and I don't know.
Just stay where, stay as you are.
I'm tangled.
How many hours of recording does this thing have on?
9.
Right, okay.
Oh no, it was 9 and I wiped the card.
Oh, that's good. So we should get every moment tonight.
Yeah.
Every succulent moment.
Yeah. Every time we vomit a bunch of girls and go, oh, it's the end tonight.
It's very Warhol, isn't
really
it?
Are you really slurring? Mm? I can't stop
it's
slurring.
Warhol.
It is.
We should get funding for this.
let's face it, I'd rather watch, 12 hours of the Empire State Building than listen to this dross.
No, seriously, so people would pay to see this at a film festival?
Honestly, yes.
Film festivals are an exercise in showing off your glasses, so at least we've got the occasional bon mot about the miserable state of a steak sandwich. That's entertaining.
You know what we should do? We should animate it.
Oh, like
yes. We've got the vocals. We should just animate it by hand.
Like a flip book.
Because the character that represented Scott would just be a giant black disc.
Like one that had like a gravity well that was sucking things into
from behind.
Every time he spoke, just a fridge would go falling into it.
Well, every time we'd say, oh, look, there's a hands knife, we'd hear like... And they'd all just...
What is really great about this recording is that, like, Bevan from Wagga, you know,
yeah,
who thinks he wants to move to the city,
stay where you are,
and just think, I don't need
to be going down to the tram stop to find out they finished at 7:22.
Yeah.
I know, this is a major metropolis. This is a world city.
It's not Bendigo.
We had the Olympics in 1956.
Well, there you go.
This is a world class city. The tram absolutely finishes at 7:22 p.m.
Yeah, right. I mean, Mint 26.
God damn them for singing so long. We couldn't get. Oh my God, there's a Taco Bill on Chapel Street. Mint 26.
Wow.
Oh, they're wearing crazy Mexican hats.
Mint 26.
Oh, not crazy Mexican hats.
See, just when I thought I wanted to keep on living.
I used to go to that bar with Rove.
Yeah.
Like years ago.
Oh, there was a night there, wasn't there?
It was called Retro or.
Yeah.
Something. It was like a fun. They used to play old music, you know, like from the 80s.
Well, back then, Mexican hats, it was even more retro.
Well, back in the, like, you know, in the 90s, the 80s music was, you know, Last Thursday's. Songs from Last Thursday.
Immediate retro. Instant retro.
There's a place called Manhall.
Manhall?
Yeah, Manhall. I don't know what it was. I think it was a hairdresser. That's what I love about Chapel Street. It's different. Every time you come down here, seven other people have gone bankrupt and the seven other people have
yeah, somebody else has moved in.
Six other businesses have fallen victim to a retail recession.
It's very exciting. It's like pot luck of retail.
Right, oh, so we're approaching Chapel Street
Lucky
proper.
Cock? This is Lucky Cock.
Is that like, I thought that was Lucky Cock over there. Wasn't there a groovy bar above?
No, that was 161.
Right.
Lucky Cock is like Bimbo.
Oh,
it's the same joint, pretty much, as Bimbo Deluxe. With the $4 pizzas and the thumping fucking DJs.
Oh, Len and I used to go dancing at the Chevron.
Oh, yes.
That's the 7-Eleven now.
Oh, yeah, no.
We'd go dancing at the Chevron. Dennis Farrington's big band would play there.
Dennis Farrington.
Oh, yes. I think I saw Ernie Sigley do a gig there once.
Yes, and then Len would finger me in the car park.
Oh, yes.
Lorna.
The Chevron is
so upfront about it.
The Chevron is the only club or bar that I've ever been actually thrown out of for being too drunk. Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't know. I was just drunk. I don't know, I was
that's
young
like
drunk.
That's like a day
though.
Ending in wine.
I know. I was young drunk though.
Oh. I once copped it up the date at the back of Chevron.
Really?
From a dancer.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have been thrown out of the Chevron for being too off my face on LSD.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you felt like you were being thrown in.
No, it was because my friend Lucy stole Molly's hat and he had us thrown out.
Oh, really?
Lucy, like, from
Lucy
off
Fox?
His head.
Lucy
Sullivan.
No, Lucy, who used to get babysat by Molly, one, like, when she was a kid.
Oh, really? So they let him near kids?
He's a homosexual, not a pedophile. You're like a straight person with your little prejudice there.
Yes.
The kid's crying, but I gave her some vodka. She shut up soon.
Yeah.
So if we turn left here, please.
Yeah. We're now at infamous Commercial Road.
Which is sort of losing its infamy because there's not that many venues.
No, it's kind of dead now.
What's on our list tonight too?
There's not that many gays anymore.
Sort of six, you know.
I know. I used to work down here at a gay bar.
You used to work at the Exchange.
I did.
Which is now D&M, which is worse.
I used to Exchange for more than a decade.
I used to go out with the lighting operator from the Exchange.
Of course you did. What was her name?
Laurence Akers.
Acres of ass.
She works in theatre now, doesn't she?
He was working in music.
The name's very familiar.
Probably
read it on the toilet walls. Yeah. I have to say, I'm not looking forward to this pit stop.
No.
D&M doesn't hold. Well, I remember the last time we were at D&M.
Yeah, and the midget in the elephant costume.
Yeah, there was a midget in the elephant costume.
That's all I remember from that night.
It was after a gig. And
it was after Joel Creasy's.
Like, that's right, his Christmas. It was after Krusty's Christmas. And so we got the tram to D&M, which was awfully exciting at the time.
Should we go to Porter Street for one?
Can we keep receipts and claim it?
We'll go to Porter Street and revisit Toby's first route.
My route review. Sure,
so we're just going to this pub on the right here.
Yeah.
So anyway, here.
Hear it.
See, I just saw the fluoro that said D&M, and for a moment I thought it spelt out the word dull.
Right, so we've managed to escape the Greyhound and not really get far at all. There'll be more next week when we walk in through the front doors of D&M. Talking.